With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. When Amy Tan was 8 and living in Santa Rosa, California, she entered an essay called Why I Love the Library in a contest. Amy says she won because the essay ended with a convincing closing line.
The convincing line that I had was that I love the library so much that I donated all my candy money, all 17 cents, to the library fund.
Amy Tan's Chinese-born mother had big plans for her daughter.
I was told that from the time I was 6 years old that I would be a doctor and a concert pianist on the side.
Instead, Amy Tan became a writer. Her first novel, The Joy Luck Club, has received widespread critical praise. Tan started writing it in 1985 after her mother was hospitalized with an apparent heart attack.
I was saying to myself, oh, please, if she's okay, I will learn as much as I can about her and take her to China. She turned out to be just fine, so I fulfilled that promise by starting to write about what I knew about her and also took her to China.
The Joy Luck Club is the story of four Chinese-born mothers and their American-born daughters.
The feelings of this ambivalence of being caught between two worlds and two cultures are very much in the book. As with many women, mothers and daughters, there were also the conflicts of generation gaps, and that was something I also put into the book.
Amy Tan's stories move from the China of the 1930s and 40s to modern-day America. Her funny, sad novel, The Joy Luck Club, was published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Amy Tan, born in Oakland, California, to Chinese immigrants, found herself trying to come to terms with the parts of her that are Chinese and the parts that are American.
You're caught between parents who want you to stay Chinese in some way or to become Chinese, to think like a Chinese person. And you're in an American culture. The big thing is to become independent.
A tragedy struck Amy Tan's family when she was a teenager.
My father and brother died the same year, within 6 months, when I was 15, of brain tumors. And I think that added to my anger and rebellion as a teenager.
Amy Tan is the author of a first novel, The Joy Luck Club, which looks at the lives of four Chinese-born women and how they relate to their American-born daughters. In the book, one of the mothers is forced to leave behind in China the children born to her first marriage.
My mother had a very terrible first marriage, and there are some terrible marriages that are described in the book of days in China. You could not divorce unless your husband decided to divorce you. When her husband divorced her in 1949, she was able to leave. In those days, custody of children was automatically granted to the husband.
Amy Tan originally wrote The Joy Luck Club as a series of short stories, which she read aloud to a writer's group in San Francisco.
That's essentially how I wrote the book. Each week I would read a new chapter of the book, and they would offer comments. I would revise, and then I'd start a new story that same week.
Amy Tan's beautifully crafted novel, The Joy Luck Club, was published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.